We're back on Rob Bird's Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And returning to the show this morning is Larry Getsoyan. And Larry's here to talk about the salute to veterans. How are you this morning, Larry?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Love your show.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And, you know, the other day I was talking to you, and I didn't think you ever heard it before.
Now you know better.
No, seriously. Larry is, he heads an event called the Salute to Veterans, and it's an event that, well, I guess, you know, really, actually, you're probably better to explain what it is and what it does, but I will say it's very, very moving, and it's coming your way this summer here in a few months, but we're talking about it early because we want you to get it in your schedule because it also revolves around some other events, too. So, Larry, what's up with the Salute to Veterans?
Well, it's a part of a whole weekend celebrating the veterans around South Haven. It's August 16th, 17th, and a little bit on the 18th also. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the middle of August. And I kind of started out. I do a veteran service at the Masonic Lodge downtown South Haven, and I do that Friday night at 6 o'clock. Lasts about an hour, hour and a half. We've done that for the last couple of years, and it's just the prelude to a whole weekend of celebrating our veterans. So on Saturday, we have some other events, those that are familiar with the boat parade on Saturday around noon. That's a part of that whole weekend. But to focus on Friday night, it's an event that honors the veterans. At times, it's very poignant. At other
times. It's very moving.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't like to talk too much about it, to be honest with you, because people that come there, I don't want them to have any expectations. And those that come back the next year because they liked it so much. But it's a free event. It's summer casual. Just come as you are. There's no dinner or anything like that. It's just, like I said, a fairly short event. And we welcome all the veterans and then others that want to honor the veterans. Whether your veteran is in the audience that night or not, there is a chance during the evening to honor any veterans that you have in your family or friends. So,
well, I don't think we can just glance past we can't really talk about because we certainly do have to, if someone were thinking about it and weren't sure, and I mean, we have to kind of tell them a little bit of something that's going on that will pique their interest. And there certainly are, I think, about a half dozen things in that ceremony that are very moving and very stirring. So, for you to give me one or maybe one and a half, you know, I don't think that's too bad.
Okay. It's a radio show. Yeah, you got to talk, right?
Tell me a little bit about it. Okay. Why would someone want to be there?
For the veterans, an opportunity to share and be around other veterans, I think, is a huge deal. So we gather them together and they feel like they're part of a family. So they're not just out there by themselves. There's a part in it where we actually gather up all the veterans. And let them stand up, and they'd like to honor anybody that they knew or served with or whatever, they have an opportunity to do that. There's music during the whole event. There's some talking, some, I wouldn't call them speeches, but some talks that happen in there. It's a little different that it's not just the standard, you know, thank you, vets, for all you've done kind of thing. We try to make that a little bit different, a little bit more engaging. The vets aren't asked to do any speeches or anything like that, but it gives them a chance to stand up for what they believe in. And it gives a chance for them to just kind of be recognized in their own way. Sometimes it's tough because the vets have memories. And some of those are very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, well, they all have memories, and no matter how you slice it, they're going to carry that with them regardless. That's just human nature.
Yeah, but we try to get them together for a night where they can kind of look forward, and we can thank them for what they did in the past, and make it a night like that. And like I said, it's not very long, but I think it's enough.
Yeah,
and it's a part of a whole weekend that honors them.
And I will say, wear your shorts probably up there. It's casual because upstairs in the lodge at the Masons Lodge, there isn't air conditioning, but it does get warm. But that doesn't stop people from turning out.
Not at all.
We'll just leave it at that for a moment. But I want to say one of the most stirring moments is the lights go down. And I'm not going to give anything away, but there's items on a table that symbolize a lot of different things. And it's from a poem, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a service that honors the missing in action in POWs. that I think the origin was probably with the American Legion, but I'm not sure. But it's a little part that honors them, and we can't forget about those people either.
And it really is touching, especially when the lights go down, and I think there's a candle burning. It's just very, very touching. Tell me a little bit about the work with the Legion to do this, because I know that they help, and their people are here too.
Yeah, they're wonderful to work with because they're so military oriented and whatever. They help us with a flag ceremony during the service and some other items. I mean, we're Masons, so we're God and country kind of people too, and so we work well together.
The flag ceremony is pretty good too.
It is.
And yeah, at least we can mention what we do and not tell you how you do it and why it's stirring, but you know, I shot video of it last year, and just by myself, it certainly wasn't an award-winning piece or anything like that, but it really showed how the ceremony went, and I'm not even going to plug that. I mean, you can find it on Vimeo and buy it if you would like, but I'm not really want to plug that because I just want to know that, you know, I'm sitting in front of one of the most genuine people in the world. He cares about veterans, he cares about people in general, and will do anything, give you the shirt off his back if you needed it. Larry, I don't expect you to say nothing about that, but that's the kind of guy you are. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to tell people about that ceremony and even the whole weekend and why it's a great thing to get off your couches and or you know leave house or come visit South Haven for the weekend?
It's a night, an event that you won't forget. I can tell you that. And you will come back once you see it the first time. It's in an atmosphere with the Masonic Lodge that a lot of people don't get a chance
to see. Historic and most beautiful building in the city.
We don't open that building up very often. So it's a night to see the building, to see old South Haven at its best. And just the woodworking, the furniture, everything in that building is just magnificent. Yeah. And you'll feel good when you leave. You will.
Between the building history and the history of the veterans that are there, it really does set for a really, really cool setting.
It's the perfect place for it. It really is. Yeah. It honors the vets. It puts everything in a time and a place, and it just feels really good in that building. So, I mean, go out and have something to eat. You got nothing to do. Come over to, it's a 321 Center Street downtown, right across from Maria's. It's easy to find. Just walk right up. Like I said, it doesn't cost anything. 6 o'clock on Friday night, it'll be the prelude to a whole weekend of just honoring our veterans.
That's right. And where do they find out more information quickly? Is there a Star of the Lake Lodge? Do we have anything on there?
Yeah, there's a website.
StarOfTheLake.com. Yep. You can find out information. And Operation Injured Soldier, I don't know what their website is. Well, good. It seems we've come to a stall in the show. Well, Larry, anybody out there, you know, get Google out and look up Operation Injured Soldier, look up Salute to Veterans, and you're going to find information. So, Larry, it's a pleasure having you on the show this morning.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for stalling me out. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday morning show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.